short-lived commonwealth. Jefferson subscribed to the basic principles of this tradition, including natural rights, social contract, the right of revolution, and a separation of governmental powers. These ideas were refined by English writers during the 1680s, and they became especially popular after the Glorious Revolution of 1688, which displaced the Stuart dynasty from the throne of England. The premier writer in this tradition was John Locke, who wrote his famous Second Treatise of Government during the 1680s. Another hero to Jefferson was Algernon Sidney, whose book Discourses Concerning Government was regarded by many Americans as a textbook of revolution. Sidney was called Sidney the Martyr because he died on the scaffold in 1683, executed by the English government for sedition. Names like Algernon Sidney may be unknown today, but they were revered by 18th century Americans. The last will and testament of Josiah Quincy demonstrates how our revolutionary forefathers wished to pass on their intellectual heritage to future generations.
I leave to my son, when he shall have reached the age of 15, the works of Algernon Sidney, John Locke, Bacon, Gordon's Tacitus, and Cato's Letters. May the spirit of liberty rest upon him.
In 1825, Jefferson urged the Board of Visitors at the University of Virginia to acknowledge those books on which the American Republic was founded.
Resolve that it is the opinion of this board that is to the general principles of liberty and the rights of